The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two already. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at the producer Nick. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first hour, you missed some Rona talk, and you missed the return of Shrek. And whether or not I believe Shrek is real or not is immaterial, because right now he's the hero we all need, because there's no sports. So 713 asks, how's AJ going to wingman for Shrek when all the bars are closed? I think he was saying, would you do it when things get back to normal?
Right.
Correct?
Yes, that was the whole goal.
Asking for a friend. So speaking of the Cowboys, if Randy Gregory and Aldon Smith are 80% of what they were, where would you rank the Dallas front seven? I mean, I love that they're taking a chance on a guy like Aldon Smith, but he hasn't played since, what, 2015?
It's been a long-ass time. I mean,
guys, I'm going to have to drop because I can't hear AJ. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, I can't imagine that Aldon Smith is going to do much for the Cowboys, but it is, you know, it's a name, and it's going to create some buzz. And you're right. I mean, I guess to answer the question, if the guy can play at all, then it becomes an interesting conversation. I just don't – I highly doubt that the guy can play. Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on with Fred. We'll get back to normal when we can. Obviously, we're still going to occasionally deal with these technical difficulties as we go through this stuff. It's obviously not an ideal setup, but it's the best we got, so we roll with it. 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Fred is still checking the text lines. Of course, Twitter, the easiest way to get a hold of us always. But, yeah, Fred's got some football stuff. I've got some football stuff. Of course, I don't want to talk it myself. I mean, I'd like to be able to talk to Fred about it, but we'll see how that works out. Okay. So, we'll see if we can get him back here. And now my computer won't let me pull up my stories, which is ideal. So, all right. See, here we go. Oh, I got my stories up. All right. Let's one of the things about somebody wrote a story about Tom Brady the other day and how they think he's great business for the Bucks. And most of the story, it's about no surprise that he left New England. This is on SI.com. No surprise he left New England. What the big surprise was that he went to Tampa. Okay, that's probably accurate. At the end of this story, he randomly throws in one last little section of his story, which says, O'Brien over his head. So, has nothing to do with the Tom Brady story, but he throws it in anyway. And it says, while O'Brien has the cherished control that many coaches desire, I would say to him, careful what you wish for. And right now, he's got all that control and has done not much with it. But it says, this was written by Andrew Brandt, who used to work for the Packers in like an assistant GM role. And he said, during my time with the Packers, there were a few years after Ron Wolf retired, the GM, that Mike Sherman stepped into the role of coach GM. And at times Sherman would come to me and say, Andrew, I need you to be the bad guy here, because you obviously have to do tough GM decisions and you don't want to lose your team. And, so he had to be the bad guy at times. And O'Brien, A, doesn't have that. And B, has proven to not be a very good GM. Obviously, the DeAndre Hopkins thing, it says he gave up one of the best receivers in the league for a running back that was probably going to be released. Gave up two first-round picks for Laremy Tunsil and didn't negotiate the extension. And then the Clowney move, which still is a head scratcher to me. Not only did they trade him away for nothing, and then paid $7 million of his salary for him to play somewhere else. So the guy has really done nothing right as far as a GM. You can say what you want about his coaching, but has been an utter failure as a GM. And to summarize his story, he says, O'Brien is being taken advantage of by savvy NFL general managers who smell blood in the water. And in some ways, it's not his fault that he's underprepared for the role. If it is a role that, even if desired, O'Brien shouldn't have. And unless your name is Bill Belichick, these roles should be handled by different people. And that is more on the Texans' senior leadership than it is on O'Brien. So I can see the people who are saying this is on Cal McNair. I think that's the problem with Cal McNair being the guy you point fingers at is I don't think Cal McNair really cares all that much about the football side of things.
Well, I tend to agree. I think everything he's done has kind of been, hey, we're just about making money. Although, again, I don't think trading guys away like DeAndre Hopkins are going to help you continue to make money. I mean, those are guys. How many Texans actually will people buy their jerseys? You know, that's a lot of money for those damn things. He's one of the few, right? Deshaun, JJ. I mean, maybe McKinney. I don't know.
Well, you had Clowney. You got rid of him. You paid him to leave. Nope, did I lose Fred again?
No, I'm here.
It's just I'm having a real hard time today with the sound. It's I don't know what the problem is. We'll just make it work best we can because you're kind of like I'll hear you talk for a second, then you'll fade off, so I can't tell if you stop talking or if I just can't hear you. So I don't want to talk over you, and that's where we are.
All right, were the usual suspects having problems, Nick?
Negative, not like that. There was a slight delay, but not to this extent. No.
Okay.
Yeah,
Nick ran that. He ran that show to the best of his ability. I knew he'd half-ass it with us.
Yeah, the other day we had a bad delay. We haven't had any problems with that. It's just, and you know, I'm going to play with this damn device here on the next break and see if there's a way to get the volume up on it. But part of it's I don't know how to use this thing. It doesn't belong to me, so but we'll make the best out of it. You know, it's all we can do.
I got some football stuff ready.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got the Arizona Cardinals have apparently they've started conversations with DeAndre Hopkins about his new contract. They say, of course, the Texans, they tried to claim that, you know, they got rid of him because he wanted a new contract. He's set to earn $12.5 million in 2020, none of it guaranteed, so obviously he wants a new deal. But the Cardinals only have $7.8 million in cap space. However, the word is, and this is according to Cardinals chairman Michael Bidwell, said GM Steve Keim has had some conversations with new wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins about his contract. I'm guessing that he's probably going to get some kind of guaranteed deal for this year, some guaranteed money, and then they're kind of operating on good faith. At least partially, that they'll say next offseason we'll really hammer this in for you. But it is a weird spot with having no money guaranteed because Hopkins, I mean, obviously anybody could have a catastrophic injury at any time. But the Cardinals aren't really in a position to give this dude $20 million a year, which is kind of what it seems like he wants.
Yeah, but you know what? If you could give him an extra $5 million this year and spread it out a little bit signing bonus wise, you could make it work. I mean, I don't know what else they have to sign other than draft picks, but you know, if you've got some cap room, you can certainly redo his deal to get him some guaranteed money. Although, I mean, I think I don't know how important that really is. I mean, is there some reason why you wouldn't have him on your roster where he would need the guaranteed money?
No, I'm thinking like in case he got injured or something like that, he's got no guaranteed money on his contract going forward, I think is his concern.
Yeah, I mean, obviously if you're a player, you want that, but then he is underpaid, certainly, for what he does. And,
yeah,
you know, I wish the Texans had just said, hey, well, we'll pay you. You know, we'll redo it and give you a little bit here, but
They did it for Andre Johnson.
Sure. Yeah, several times.
Andre Johnson kept signing awful contracts, and then like a couple years later, he'd be like, oh, hey, my uncle or whoever was had negotiating his contracts did a really bad job. Can you guys throw me some more money? And the Texans kept saying, okay.
Yeah, well, at the time, what else did they have besides Andre Johnson?
They had nothing. What else do they have now besides Hopkins?
Oh, stop. Will Fuller could be a number one receiver. The Texans told me that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, Jack Easterby.
Well, he told me that and then said, God bless you. So, you know.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to – there's still – even a month out now or however long ago it was, there's just no justification for it. And I the more I look at it, the more I'm just baffled by it. But, you know, if I'm the Cardinals, I figure out a way to get him some money. So, you know, he feels comfortable with what he's making and that he should be making that kind of money.
Yep.
But, I mean, why'd you sign that contract in the first place? Because
– exactly.
I mean, that's – you still got 3 years on it, right?
Yeah, that's the weird – I usually – and I don't – I mean, not like I feel bad for DeAndre, but normally I'll feel bad for a guy like going into their last or second to last year of their deal, and they're like, hey, I don't want this to be like a lame duck season. If you guys want to keep me around, let's talk. When you got 3 years left, it's kind of – I mean, that's kind of on you. I mean, you shouldn't have signed that crappy deal if that's the case.
Yeah, and, you know, at the time, I mean, I don't even know that it was that great of a deal at the time. I'd have to go back and look and see what other top receivers were getting. But, you know, that seems like an awful low number compared to the Beckhams and people like that. So, all right, we'll take a quick break. We come back, I will go through the Cowboys and their lines for every game so far next year, if it ever happens. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. At least I think I'm back. And hopefully I can hear AJ now. Yeah. All right. So, obviously, we don't know the order of these games because the schedule's not out yet. But we know the opponents. And these are the odds for your Cowboys for all of their games this year. So,
okay,
we'll start off with Cowboys at Ravens. The Ravens will be 7-point favorites.
At the Ravens?
At the Ravens, yes.
Yeah, give me the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm with you. Cowboys at Bengals. Cowboys will be 5.5-point favorites.
Oh, give me the Cowboys.
Cowboys at Rams. Rams minus one.
Oh, that's a tough one. I might go Rams. But that's a tough call.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't know what the Rams are going to look like next year. We really don't know what the Cowboys are going to look like next year either. But,
right.
Hey. Cowboys at Vikings. Vikings minus 2.5.
Give me the Vikings.
Yeah, inside of 3, I'd be all over that. Yeah. Cowboys at Seahawks. Seahawks minus 3.
Seahawks.
Yeah. Cowboys at Redskins. Cowboys minus 6 on the road.
Cowboys.
Yeah. Cowboys at Giants. Giants plus 3.
Ooh. Give me the Giants.
Cowboys
actually,
at Eagles.
You know what? On the road, I'll take the Cowboys on the road. I'll take the Giants when they're in Dallas and getting a better number.
Okay. Cowboys at Eagles. Eagles minus 2.5.
Cowboys.
I'll go the other way. Redskins at Cowboys. Cowboys will be minus 11.
Oh, Redskins.
Yeah. Giants at Cowboys. Cowboys will be minus 7.5.
I'll take the Giants there.
Eagles at Cowboys. Cowboys minus 2.
Give me Eagles there.
Browns at Cowboys. Cowboys minus 4.5.
I'll take the Cowboys. Freddie?
I can't hear you again. Yep, there we go.
Oh, no. I'll take the Cowboys against the Browns.
Yeah, I will too. Cardinals at Cowboys. Cowboys minus 6.5.
Cowboys.
Yeah, you know what, though? The Cardinals were such a cover machine last year that
they're going to have to adjust to that, obviously.
Right, right. And I'm sure they already have. 49ers at Cowboys. Pick 'em.
Niners.
Steelers at Cowboys. Cowboy minus 3.
I got to know about Ben before I can call that one.
Yeah.
If you've got a healthy Ben Roethlisberger, I'd like the Steelers.
Well, hopefully a healthy Ben Roethlisberger that's lost a lot of weight. If they trot that fat guy out there,
that's just his beard. That's just his beard, Fred.
He looked like he ate about 70 of those beards.
Why are you fat shaming?
I want the guy to be healthy. I want him out there playing. Steelers are more interesting when they're good. Falcons at Cowboys. Cowboys minus 5.5.
Falcons at Cowboys?
Yes.
I'll take the Falcons.
Yeah, I think the Falcons have a bounce back year. There's a couple of these I was looking at just because I know that the Redskins are going to have some big point spreads. How about this? Redskins at Browns. Browns are minus 9. Ravens at Redskins. The Ravens are only minus 10.5. I know one's home and one's road, but really?
Yeah, that seems odd.
So, anyway, I've got the AFC East, but I don't think we care about those, do we? Unless we want to know about the Patriots.
Did you... I guess people are mad at me about this. All I did was retweet what's going on here, and I made a little joke, but I didn't think it was that offensive, and I'm getting a lot of really uncalled for. Ed Orgeron files for divorce from his wife weeks after winning LSU championship. And I just said, he's coming off a national championship. Coach O is obviously looking to upgrade his marital contract situation, making a big move while his stock has peaked. We just talked about that. Like, you know, you got to strike while the iron's hot. Yeah. That's clearly what Ed is doing. And people are mad that I said that.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it was obviously it was just a joke to begin with. But I don't think it's necessarily a joke in overly poor taste. No poorer taste than I usually have jokes in.
Boy, if that's what goes as poor taste these days... we should both be fired because
we're screwed.
Yeah. If that's the line, man, we stepped over that years ago. What the hell? I think it's funny. I don't know why people would be mad. I mean, hey, and if you're him and you're the head coach at LSU, you just won a national championship. Dude, there is probably 5 colleges in the world that you'd be better off being single at than LSU.
Yeah.
I mean, I salute him. What the hell?
Yeah.
What are people mad about? Oh, that poor woman.
I think they're mad that I made an insensitive joke. I mean, listen, Ed's making moves. That's all. He's got a newfound fame. I mean, come on.
listen, why would anybody be mad? He knew his offense wasn't good enough. What did he do? Go out and get Joe Brady.
That's right.
And fixed the offense. They won a national championship. So, wife not good enough? He's going to go out and upgrade. It worked once. You know? I don't know what. I can't believe people are mad about that. So, I guess I'll have to go check the responses to your tweet and see if I can find out what the hell they're talking about. I mean,
I don't know. Let him be mad.
Greg the Beer Man said, I bet O's wife was running around on him. Coach's hours suck.
That could be.
That's a possibility. We don't know. Maybe she, you know, was spending all his money, sleeping with all his friends. We don't know these things. So, I don't know. I'm probably the wrong guy to ask about this or wrong guy to comment on it because I always find I've been making divorce jokes for years. That's one of my go-tos. So. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Hockley Dan says Coach O just did what Russell Wilson did, upgrade after that Super Bowl.
It happens.
And somebody else says, I bet you wouldn't find it too funny if your wife decided to upgrade. It's like, boy, have you never listened to this show? Oh, man. Every ex I have tried to upgrade. I mean, can you blame them? I wouldn't blame this one if she did. You know, I'm a hideous troll and I drink a lot. Yeah. Yeah, that's real appealing.
And by the way, the fact that it's like, the fact that it's on TMZ, it's not like it's a pretty public thing. You know, me mentioning it isn't like crossing a line.
No.
Speaking of TMZ, and Nick, I want to bring Nick into the conversation on this one. Nick, how much do you know about Tekashi 6ix9ine?
I know a little bit. He's a big troll, a rapper, eventually ended up in prison.
And when he ended up in prison, but he got less prison time than he was supposed to, right? Because he's a snitch?
Correct.
And he snitched out some people that like could have him cut up and thrown in the ocean?
Correct.
Well, I hope he's ready because he's being released early from prison due to coronavirus. He's going to have a hard time going into protective custody, right? He's got 69 tattooed on his face like 50 times. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, and he's a small dude too. Skinny fat, totally skinny fat. Like if he doesn't have protection around him at all times, he should be concerned. He should definitely
be
concerned.
Probably most of his money would have gone to his legal defense, as you would assume.
I would assume so because despite him being like he kind of rose to fame so quickly, it was in such a short window that I don't know if he made enough funds to cover everything. Maybe he has. I don't know.
And it's not like now he can go out and have concerts because guess what will happen if he does that?
Right. But usually when you're in prison, you're taken away from, you know, the ability to have concerts anyway. So you can still make music. I don't know if him being out of jail helps him with making money despite the coronavirus because he hasn't been in concerts anyway, you know, because he's been behind bars. So I don't know if that helps or hurts, but yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah. How long do you think he lasts out on the out in the field?
I don't know. I feel like if he's not protected at all times, 6 months, but I don't know. It's a different world. It's a different world. He completely threw under the bus like a very, very street-worthy group of people. And believe me, he made a buzz, but he made it seem like he would never snitch and he would never do anything like that, but he did. So I'd be concerned. 6 months, but you never know.
Right. I think he's in trouble.
How does he get out? I felt like, I thought it was nonviolent crimes, and everything he was associated with seemed kind of violent. And then they said that a part of the reason why he's being released is because of his asthma, and because COVID-19 is a respiratory issue, I guess asthma patients get priority, or asthma inmates, I should say.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, good luck to him. I'm not expecting him to last too long.
Especially with that big tattoo on his face. He's not going to be hard to find, huh?
Exactly. He's going to be easy to find. Fred, I know you're big into Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, I've listened to everything he's never done. So, but I would think, wouldn't you put him like in isolation in a prison hospital or something before you send him out into the public?
I would think so. But I don't know. I mean, I don't really know exactly what he was jailed for. So it's hard for me to know, like, if this is an inappropriate punishment or if it's, you know, what if it's too early to let him out. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't know prison very well.
That's why I asked Nick. Nick is all over this thing. He's more in the know than we are.
I didn't realize Nick had a prison history.
No, Nick's a younger guy than us.
I mean, I'm not that much younger than you. I just show
you
that
you live younger than us because you're not married.
Correct. That's true. That's probably true. But he just made such a name for himself. He was such a good internet troll. Like, do you know that there's like a radio show called The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne and DJ Envy? Well, one of their most viewed posts ever was when a rapper called Baby came in and didn't use the word respect correctly. He said, put some respect on my name and put a K at the end of the word respect. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, Tekashi 6ix9ine, that was like their most viewed post on their YouTube channel, right? It was something along the ballpark of like, I don't know, like 8-9 million views. Tekashi 6ix9ine comes in and just shatters it. And you have to remember, Breakfast Club was at one point on the verge of, they were on the verge of being fired if it wasn't for Ray J, Brandy's brother, calling in all high and Baby making that respect comment. There probably wouldn't be any Breakfast Club. So those were like two of their biggest posts ever. And then Tekashi 6ix9ine comes in and just absolutely shatters it. But he gets involved with this street gang and then ends up getting sentenced 2 years. So, but he was like an amazing internet troll. Like, I don't know how, but he got clicks and views like all the time, very quickly.
Well, good for him. Released early so he can get back to trolling.
I basically understood zero of that conversation.
You see why I talked to you about it instead of him, Nick?
Yeah, because there's so many internet famous people now, man. Like, they're not famous, but they're like internet famous. Because he was out for a while and I didn't know who he was, man. Like, I didn't. But apparently had a couple tracks that just blew up and a couple interviews that blew up. And so I started paying attention. Absolute troll, though.
All right, Fred. We don't need
somebody
to talk about him anymore.
Somebody wants to know who's going to last longer, him or the coronavirus.
Oh. He's got asthma. I mean, so there's potential that he gets offed by the coronavirus before he just gets offed. It's possible.
Yeah, based on what you guys are saying, I'll make the coronavirus like minus 700 here.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Philip wants to know, what's the over-under on texts per week before you go from interactive fan to creepy fan? I think right now, There is no over-under because, I mean, what else are you going to do? Text away. It's, you know, I mean, it's, a lot of people aren't even working. So, yeah, if you could text 100 times a day, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're happy to have you. Jermaine says, over-under day 69 and a half that he lasts.
I'll go under. It would be sweet irony if someone offed him at day 69.
Oh, that'd be kind of perfect, right?
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. So one of the hazards of doing the show from home is about at least once an hour, the dog has to come down here and make sure I'm alive. And she's been really good about doing it on the breaks. And I don't know how she has it figured out, but when she came flying down on the last break, she landed right on my balls.
And oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, so I'm still in a little bit of pain here as we do this segment.
Hey, so. Fred, during the next – oh, I guess we've got Gym of the Day coming up next. I guess I'll save it until 6 o'clock then. I have a really important Astros question to ask you. Well, maybe I'll ask you.
I've lost you again.
Oh boy, what a fun one this is today!
It comes in and out. Sometimes I can hear you talk, and sometimes I can't. So that does add a degree of difficulty.
Seriously,
we'll get it. So somebody asked, did the Rona put things with the new interactive platform on hold? Yeah, that's one of the things that we're, you know, it's kind of pointless to try to launch right now. So hopefully when we get back to normal, it was really close to being ready. But right now it's kind of low on the priority list. So
on the back,
just
burner.
Being able to broadcast right now is number
one. Yeah, that's our priority.
So, you know, being able to keep doing shows every day without being out and spreading the Rona is our goal. And, you know, and guys, if you can, please just keep supporting the advertisers that you hear on the station, because they're the reasons we're here and they're the reasons we can keep doing shows. So anybody that you hear, if you need something, you know, go buy Carbach. If you need pest control, go, you know, call Scott McGrath. Dude, please support these guys, because they're really important, and thanks to them, we're able to do the show for you.
Well, and speaking of, I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. You know, a lot of the most insurance companies are at home, or they're at home right now, just like you are, trying to wait this thing out, waiting for the world to go back to normal. But TGS, they're open for business, because you don't need to talk to an agent. All you got to do is send a text, and you'll get a quote in just 15 seconds. You never have to leave your home or step into an office. And all they need is your address. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. Reply back. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and their savings are real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 800 reviews, and the average customer saving nearly $900 per year. And there's no need to wait till your renewal, because TGS is going to take care of the back end. They're going to help you get refunded on your previous policy right away. They're open right now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I think I may have adjusted this thing to where I can actually hear you. So we'll see how this goes.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, well, that's much better right there. So I think... unless you fade out for some reason, we should be good. So let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I've been thinking about death a lot lately because, you know, for obvious reasons.
Rightfully so. You're close. Knocking on heaven's door, Freddie.
I am. And, you know, we always talk about ways you don't want to die. This one's pretty low on my list of how I'd like to die. A 78-year-old farmer was trying to load a cow and a steer onto a truck, a livestock truck. And, apparently slipped, and both the cow and the steer crushed him.
Ooh.
Fell off. Yeah. I mean, he was flown to the hospital, but did not make it. And what I love about it, it's a UK story. They basically say the number of workplace fatalities this year is up to 15, thanks to this one. So
it also means that he doesn't call it a cow, he calls it a coo.
Well, he calls it a, they call it a bullock, actually, for a steer.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, I edited that for the purposes of our audience. So, yeah.
Never mind the bullocks. The Sex Pistols.
Oh, so yeah, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Ninth Ward Tony said, or Troy just said, I just watched Don't Bleep with Cats. Way more mind-blowing than Tiger King.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's even close. I think it's a much better documentary.
Yeah, it's
it didn't get the pub because it wasn't in Corona times.
No, no, but it was really good, and it also had all it had a bunch of weirdos, just like Tiger King did. They were just different kind of weirdos. They were internet weirdos, but they helped solve the crime. So,
yep.
I thought that was really well done. I think as far as documentaries go, the three that to me are must watch, obviously Tiger King, but this one I think is my favorite one, and then that Gabriel Fernandez one is really good too.
I gotta get on that, but I gotta finish Ozark first.
Yeah, well, how far are you with Ozark?
I think we're two episodes in, maybe.
Okay, so you got a ways to go. Yeah, the wife decided she was out on it, so Saturday I just watched the whole thing basically while she was upstairs doing work, so managed to knock it out. I'll be curious what you think of the ending when you get there, because I do feel like this season greater than two, less than one, but you know, that's all I'll say about it.
All right.
I did watch a really bad movie today. It was called
What'd You Watch?
Father with Mel Gibson. It was like trending on Netflix. It was like number two in the country or something. So I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try. Don't bother. Yeah, I don't know
Good
why
to
it
know.
Was trending. I don't know why people felt the need to watch that enough so that I wound up watching it. But I'm no longer trusting the people when it comes to trending stuff.
Yeah, I always. If I haven't heard it from someone I know, I don't just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, though, I'm getting pretty dry on stuff. I've been through almost everything now on Netflix and Amazon that I could possibly be interested in. So if I see something that maybe might, you know, I might want to watch, I give it a try. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This was a dozen, so. And basically he plays an ex-con and his daughter gets mixed up with a bunch of drug dealers and then he has to try to get her out of it. And that's pretty much the whole movie. So,
hey, did you see yesterday that the governor of Georgia is like the dumbest dude in the world?
I saw that before yesterday that he was the dumbest dude in the world, but yesterday certainly, contributed.
Solidified his standing. Yeah, he apparently is the only one who thought that if you don't have symptoms, you can still spread coronavirus. So he said, oh, we didn't know this until 24 hours ago that asymptomatic people could still spread the disease. It's like, dude, don't you think that's what they've been telling everybody to stay home? I mean, is this guy, he's got to be kidding, right? Like, there's got to be, I don't know if I hope he is telling the truth. Or I hope he's saying that to cover up some other mistake, because that's about the dumbest thing I've heard, that just now you're finding that out.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, And I'd have to double check this, but I think he declared churches as essential. So despite, you know, all the stay away from people thing, I think you could still go to church in Florida. Somebody could correct me on that if I'm wrong. But I thought I read that last night, although I was pretty far into my vodka by then. So, you know, it's possible that I read it incorrectly. 936 says, Vice Principals, trust me. I tried that show. I thought it would be great because it had Danny McBride and Walton Goggins, and I just thought it was a complete and utter fail. I got through about four episodes, and I'm like, what a waste. You know, so, sorry. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, and I did like The Righteous Gemstones, which was also Danny McBride. But
Have you watched Uncut Gems?
I have not yet.
It's kind of on my list of things I want to watch.
I hear it's good, but, I mean, anything I see Adam Sandler in now, I know has got to be awful. So,
but I've heard that this is different.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that before. It's just, I don't know how the guy, I mean, and he makes $1 trillion, so he doesn't care, but.
No, yeah, he's good. Go ahead.
Yeah, he went from that stretch of movies that were just freaking brilliant, you know, like Waterboy and Big Daddy, and of course he had Little Nicky thrown in there, which wasn't, but Billy Madison, and all of those were just terrific. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I try to watch one of his movies, and I don't laugh for the first 35 minutes. And that's not really the point of an Adam Sandler movie.
Right. Well, last night I introduced my kids to Billy Madison for the first time.
Yeah.
And, of course, they found it hilarious. So tonight I think we're going to try Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah, Happy Gilmore is another one on the good list.
And then I think I'm just going to tell the kids Adam Sandler stopped making movies after those two.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Because then they're going to want to start, hey, look, Adam Sandler's in 50 First Dates, Dad. Can we watch
that? Let's watch Click, Dad.
Oh, man. Oh. Somebody mentioned Rake, Australian show. I loved Rake. That was one of my all-time favorite shows. If you haven't seen that, make sure you get the Australian version, though, not the American version. But
I also have good news for our listeners who make fun of us for being HBO rich.
Yeah.
For starting April 3rd, you're all HBO rich. HBO is making almost 500 hours of programming available to stream for free starting April 3rd. Blockbusters, series including The Sopranos, Silicon Valley, Veep, The Wire, and more will be able to stream for $0. Come on now. So if you've always, you know, you've made excuses for why you haven't seen those shows or why you haven't seen certain movies, now's your chance. I recommend The Wire. I recommend The Wire to me that's my favorite show ever. The Sopranos, not far behind it. Silicon Valley is a great show. Veep is a good show. My wife loves it. There's tons of great shows there. So if you've been, you know, if you're and who's not bored right now, and you haven't seen any of that stuff, now's your chance.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, and that's perfect for all you guys who keep asking, should you watch The Wire? Yes.
Yes.
And you cannot watch Westworld. There's that.
Yeah, don't watch Westworld.
Oh my God, I'm into episode 3, and I'm thinking, why the hell am I watching this? And then I realize I've got nothing else to watch, and it just keeps getting worse. And I don't know how they ruined such a cool concept. Well, I do, because the way they did it last year, at least the timelines make sense here. But I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it's not very good at all. St. Patrick asked, did you try Altered Carbon, having a hard time staying with it? I actually like season 2 better than season 1. Season 1 was a little confusing, and then it's one of those that it all came together at the end, which I wish they'd quit doing. But season 2 was pretty cool. So, in fact, you can watch season 2 without watching season 1. 281 says, I need a new watch. It tells me the day of the week, the date, and the month. I don't need the time anymore. It is a weird
what
feeling.
I need. Yep.
I mean, the only thing that I can, the only way I can tell is when I log onto my computer, I have to go to my calendar. And it tells me what day it is. So, all right. We're going to take
I've got an Astros question for you on the other side.
Awesome. Awesome. We will do that. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All around the world, we can make time.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.